you for everything. I'll talk to you guys soon. Strawberry Studios.
Hello?
Hey, Sheldon, is that you, buddy?
Yeah, this is me, Brendan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you feeling?
A lot better. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just going through payroll stuff right now, and I just had some cats in here. We're doing bonuses and stuff at the end of the year.
Ah, I see. Is this a good time, or should we reschedule?
Yeah, sure, man. It's a good time. I know that you, I appreciate you getting that manuscript, keeping you on moving. I was going to take a look at that later on tonight. I have a class later on tonight, and I got to do a couple things with my brother, so I'll get to it later.
Perfect. What do you do, by the way?
I'm the general manager for a company called Strawbridge Studios. We produce school yearbooks and pictures.
Nice.
It's very interesting. In North America, it's an old tradition thing, you know, and so we still sell books in schools and 8x10s and pictures and all that jazz. And so I actually manage our home base operation. I handle a lot of our human resources issues. And right now my big project is we're buying like new printers and stuff like that. I just convinced my ownership to spend like $6 million. So it's a pretty exciting time right now. And
nice.
I sure hope it works, because if it doesn't, I'll be in a lot of trouble.
That's amazing. Tell me something. What was your inspiration for this book? How did you come about writing this?
Okay, well, I always liked writing science fiction. I always liked writing short stories. I always liked writing in general. When I was younger, I thought that's what I'd want to do, and then I realized that there's really not that much money in it, and it was tricky, and, you know, life just gets carried away, and so I ended up doing what I'm doing now, and now I've got time to write it. Inspiration really is that I know that I read a lot, I write a lot, I watch a lot of TV, I watch a lot of science fiction and fantasy, but I also read a lot of classics and stuff, and I'm a big fan of post-apocalyptic. I'm a big fan of thrillers. Like I'm writing some. I try to write suspense, and the whole concept of the apocalypse from an animal's point of view, for the novella in the book was just, I was like, well, no one's really done. Everybody's done everything, and now I feel silly because I'm seeing some of these shows come out where it's about the last man and his dog on Earth. That's always been a theme, but I was like, well, no one's ever done just the dog. You know, there's no one left on Earth kind of thing. More realistic how it would happen. And I wrote it before the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, well, that's odd. I can only imagine the amount of media that's going to come up out about pandemics and viruses and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, let me try to get on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
I do. See, that is pretty amazing. So what I basically had a general gist of idea of how things worked while Lisa was doing, working for your project.
Yeah, I guess my one big question is, pretty much you'll get edits, send them back to me, we'll bounce back and forth, we'll stay on one channel thing. My biggest thing is knowing a deadline, and it sounds like, Sheldon, in the beginning, I thought that we were only going to be doing the project for, 2 months. I thought we were going to be – and that's one of the reasons that caused me to freak out a little bit. Because I was like, well, this is never going to get done by next – so I was being hyper-tentious about it. I'll definitely admit I was being a little overbearing, you know. But if this is – but it makes sense. It's such a large project with so many other things going on. If it's going to take 6, 7, 8 months, then that's fine. So, Sheldon, all I'm really looking for is some kind of what month do we think would be the end date so I can keep an eye on it and stuff. But I got a pretty decent flow going through with Lisa.
Let me actually break it down for you. I'm pretty sure Lisa did as well, but since we're, you know, starting
again, yeah.
Doing the work, but sort of starting over in the sense of you working with me now. So
basically,
once the edits are complete, one thing I wanted to understand before we got on, before I got on explaining things to you, is do you have a book cover at this time?
I've got a design, a rough design. It has not been I've got an InDesign file, but it is not it's not the final product. I'm not really a designer, so I just cobbled some images together and laid some stuff out.
Are you working on it? Do you have somebody working on it?
I don't, but I know that's something I think I need.
That's something you need. The reason why I'm asking, because like basically you signed up for our marketing bundle, correct? That was the main thing, aside from
right.
the editorial, right?
Right.
Now, for marketing to start, basically, from my perspective, personal perspective, a good book should be marketed at least 6 months in order to, you know, grasp that.
Okay.
Niche, right? And the main thing we need for that is the book cover. The book doesn't have to be launched, basically, but we need, you know, we need some face for the product, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's the importance of the book cover. So that's what I was wondering. If you already had the book cover, then even without completing the editing of the book, we would have started marketing it. But since that's not done at this time, for now we'll continue on with the editing and see what we can do about the book cover in the meantime. Now,
okay.
Getting back to the process. So once the editing is done and you approve the book in final, okay, and two things are basically required. And if you look at the minimal basics, two things are required. We have the book cover, and then we have the manuscript, okay?
Right.
Aside from that, you need the generic stuff, like the ISBN, the copyrights. Those are the two things you're going to need in order to get your book published, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. In terms of that, we'll be working with you in order to see how those requirements are going to be fulfilled while we're going to be doing the project, okay?
Right.
Now, it comes towards the marketing. Marketing works in multiple steps with us, okay? Now, let me confirm the amount of months you have. You have 3 months of social media marketing, right? So basically what we try to do is we try to match things together and see how we can work that out with social media marketing, like reach different, goals. So basically, we start email blasts at around the end of second month of social media marketing, okay?
Okay.
And first month starts off with your entire creations, of being your accounts, going to be Facebook and Instagram, okay? In your
okay.
Office. We're going to start rolling out, once the book is completely edited, you'll get drafts of blogs and articles, okay?
Okay.
Each article will be written according to your book because it will be written by a writer who has read the complete edited book, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So each article will be approved by you. Once approved, we'll give it to our publishing team who's going to publish it on different online platforms in order to gain more interest and develop more growth in the market for your book. Okay?
Okay.
Then comes
yeah.
the press release. Press release are going to work just like the articles and blogs. You're going to get an entire draft for the press release. You can edit it. You can put your own flair to it. Once you get it back to us, now the difference between a press release and article is a press release goes wide. Okay? It doesn't go
okay.
on one platform like an article or a blog. Press releases go up to, I think we have 150-something platforms that we, launch press release on. That's a wide reach. Okay?
Right. Okay, that's cool.
And then we have an author website. So with the author website, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you specific samples or demos for websites that are basically for authors, okay? The type of websites we make for authors. You'll have the selection of, two options, okay? Whichever selection you make will get content created for that specific selection. And then once you approve the content, we'll start uploading and designing the website according to your needs. I might require you to send me a picture or some data regarding you because it's not a website. It basically displays you.
Right.
Book is just a part
right.
of it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Then, since this is all paid promotion, you'll be getting, for the social media marketing, at the end of each month, you're going to receive a report. That report's going to show the amount of likes and follows you're getting, what kind of posts are we working on, and what's the overall reach that we're getting, okay?
Right, right.
That will show you basically an idea of how much traffic we're generating per month on your pages and towards your, link.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so you kind of get a SEO report almost.
Yeah, it's going to be a proper report. At the end of each month, you're going to report for each of your platform of how they're performing. Okay?
Okay.
And before any social media campaign starts, we basically give what we call a calendar. For me, it still doesn't make sense by calling it a calendar because we don't add dates to it. But basically, it's going to be a list of 10, infographic posts, the entire written out post with hashtags and a picture to go with it. Okay? It'll be 10 posts in a PowerPoint presentation. It'll be given to you. You can review it. You can see if you like them all. If you like them all, you approve them. They'll be okay for the month, and then we'll start posting them for that month. Okay? So everything is basically, we're going to keep you in the loop all the time. It's just, with us, it's not like you give us the cash and then we just disappear and we'll work on our own. You'll have to give the updates now. And with us, it's always, every week we're just going to be, annoying you. Like, we're doing this, then we're doing this. So you don't have to worry about that.
All right, cool. Fantastic.
Perfect. What about your end? What questions do you have for me?
No, like I said, I was the only thing I'm looking for is what you went over, like just a kind of timeline, 6 weeks and stuff like that, 6 months. I do have just a timeline, really, like anything you can do to define it. I don't need to know, on the 10th of this month, this is going to happen. Like, we're going to start doing these campaigns.
I'd say, just to stay on the safe side, I'd say take 5 months, okay?
Okay. So
that's
we're talking late
for
November,
your
early
book to reach
December.
Its completion, to get published.
Okay.
And then marketing, okay?
Okay, cool. Now, with the copyright stuff, I have an ISBN number on those short stories and that novella. I did it like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Copyright, I don't necessarily know if I'm talking to the copyright office about the copyright certificate right now. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. When I get all that, I can just give it to you guys, right?
Yeah, sure. Whenever you get that done, you can, send it our way, and then basically it's not you sending it our way. It's more or less you having the specific document to support the fact that you own the book.
Support the fact that, okay. So it's just to cover my ass.
Yeah. Basically what happens is, because we initially didn't used to emphasize this a lot, this process specifically, but the reason we start emphasizing is because in some cases, since we've done a lot of books over the years, so in some cases when we publish the book, we didn't used to, talk about copyright. We would just tell them, yeah, get them eventually, it's fine, no problem. And somewhere down the line, it happened that like 8-9 of our projects just got hit by lawsuits. Like some random dude claiming, this is mine. And the
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, exactly. The author didn't have anything to support his or her claim on, writing the book because we wrote the book, and it was a it was a completely ghostwritten book. And even in editorial cases, it's like you don't have enough supporting evidence, or you have to. Even if you do, you have to fight an entire lawsuit to go through it.
Get the money for the none of that's easy.
Yeah. Now, when you have your copyrights, you can just go and, first day on the court, you say, this is my copyright, so please,
Yes, exactly. And I will have all that together for it. So, and it even takes me a few more months. I'll have it for what we're talking about getting to, so.
Perfect. Absolutely no problem. I think we should
that's
be able to get your
I didn't
book,
know that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, brother. Sorry. No, you're good.
So basically, right now what I want you to work on is either that you have two options. Either you can get somebody to work on your book cover, okay? We do also have that service. If you want to avail that with us, we can also add it to the entire service. It can be multiple types. You can have a realistic cover design. You can have a cartoonish cover design. You can have a different, flair to your illustrations. It kind of depends what you want.
Let me see what I can do. I work with a bunch of graphic artists, and I got a guy that was interested in it. So let me see what I can do on my end. But I can work out something. Do you have a template with sizes that I should use for my InDesign document for the size of the printed book?
This is more a fiction book, right?
Yeah.
She wanted to basically behave like a novel. So in a novel case, given that you read a lot, you know the standard size. You can understand the standard size. One is
six by nine
inches, and the other is 5 by 7. Those are the two specific, ones that work. If you want,
right.
If you don't want such a thick book, if your book had many pages, I would say, you know, go for the 6x9. If you want to reduce that, you can go 5x7 as well. It depends on how thick you want to make your book look and how handy
okay.
you want to make it look.
Right, right. Okay,
aside
that's
from
cool.
that, those are two standards that usually go for, you know, novel cases.
Right, right. Okay, great. I've got templates for both of those, so I'll just dork with it and then send it to you guys. You can tell me what you think. My wife does photography and graphic design, too. I just got to get her to not be so lazy sometimes. So.
I can understand that feeling very well.
So, yeah, we're trying to get help from everybody that can help you, because I'm not an artist like that, but whatever. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
So I think we're pretty clear on how things are going to work. Any other things you want to know at this time?
No, at this time I think that's great. You covered everything, Sheldon. That's good, man. This has been really great, man. I got a much clearer idea of the process, where we're going, what we're doing. You sound really cool, man. Just walk me through it, and we'll go from there, man.
Perfect, perfect. One more thing I just remembered. You have signed up for the Upset Author website. Do you have a domain to support that?
I do. I have my own website.
Perfect.
It's not an awesome website. I dorked around a little bit. I can get you guys the domain if you want me to put that in our chat and get you access to that if you want to go off
let
of there.
Let me get the author website developed first, okay? Because we have a platform where we present the website, but we don't exactly purchase a domain until unless you want us to purchase a domain. So since you have a domain, we'll use that.
I have one. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
great.
I'll start working piece by piece with you, and we'll probably, once I am up to speed with this entire project, I think in 2 weeks you're going to be loaded with a lot of stuff that I'll be throwing at you.
Great. Throw it at me. My class actually comes to an end this week, so I've got about 3 weeks off before I go into my last session, and my work actually pares down. And for the next 3 weeks, we'll be doing construction, but I'm not printing right now. I have to turn everything off, so I've got plenty of time.
Perfect, perfect. We'll have enough time, too, because I'm not sure if you've filled out all the forms, like the marketing forms and stuff like that. You haven't at this time, right?
I have them filled out, but I don't think I submitted them to you guys. I'll fill everything out this weekend and get them to you, Sheldon.
Yeah, I don't think. Let me just confirm everything. Because I'm going through the conversation between you and Lisa, I didn't find any marketing forms. Yeah. So by next week, I should get you the marketing forms for your campaigns.
Okay. Yeah,
I want you
to
concentrate. Yeah, concentrate on getting probably in the next 2 weeks, get your book cover done. Okay. The moment
right.
you have the book cover done, I'll get the campaign. You know, I'll start the campaign works because they'll then start their research and see how they'll develop the the postings for each month, and we'll work from there.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, dude. Sounds great. Keep me busy.
Perfect.
I love being busy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll keep you busy. Don't worry.
Thank you, man. Great. I love it.
Perfect, man. Anything else, or are we good?
We're golden, Sheldon. Thank you so much. It's really invigorated me. That's so great.
No problem.
So great.
That's my job. Perfect. Have a good
All
day.
Right. You too, man. Talk to you later.
You too. Bye.